At first, she thought it was something out of her subconscious or that she was hearing things. Her eyes flickered open, and she stared around the shadowed room in confusion, trying to identify what had seeped into her slumber. She was about to close her eyes and try and go back to sleep when she heard it again. A shout. More like a feral growl. It sounded very much like an animal in pain, and she eased up quickly on the pillows, her heart pounding. When it happened again, she realized it was inside the house and was more human than animal. Shoving the sheets off her, she swung her legs off the bed and, without thinking, shoved the door open and raced into his room. When she rushed over to the bed, it was to discover him thrashing restlessly. Sitting on the edge, she tried to shake him awake, and when that did not accomplish it, she took his shoulders in a strong grip with the intention of shaking him some more. His hands came up in defense when he felt her hands on him. Striking out blindly, he shoved her away with enough force to push her off the bed. But even then, he was still thrashing around and shouting. Getting to her feet, she approached the bed again and this time straddling his stomach. Lifting her hand, she slapped him sharply across one cheek and then the other. That did the trick. Rearing up, he gazed at her, eyes feverish, his body coated in sweat.
What the hell?
You had a nightmare, she told him calmly, feeling her heartbeat slowing down. I am sorry. Flopping back against the pillows, he closed his eyes briefly.
Did I wake you? Of course I did. I apologize.
Would you like a glass of water? She was sitting on his stomach, but neither of them was aware of it nor the fact that he was naked as a jaybird.
No, I am fine.
You are sweating.
I am fine, he snapped. Christ, I am sorry.
His hands came up to grip her shoulders.
I haven't had one in a very long time.
Do you want to talk about it?
No. He shook his head. I can't.
His hands were automatically drifting up and down her bare arms.
Thanks for trying to help.
You sounded like an animal in pain. She peered at him anxiously.
It was vicious,
he admitted. His hands drifted to her neck where he started to knead the muscles.
It felt as if I was drowning.
His thumbs pressed into the hollow of her throat, where the pulse was skidding.
Thanks again,
he murmured, his voice slightly hoarse.
You're welcome. I should.
She shifted her bottom slightly and went still, dark eyes rounding as they flew to his face. He closed his eyes again and then opened them to stare at her.
I always sleep in the nude. It's a habit.
Oh, Christ.
He groaned.
You should.
Before he could get to the end of the sentence, she was draping herself over him and pressing her mouth to his. Years of bottling up his feelings, of simply trying to ignore them and move on, was too much. At the first touch of her lips, his tenuous control shattered. He had spent the past 2 days alienating her so that she would stay the hell away from him. But now that she was here, on top of him, her slender curves pressed against his was too much for him. His hands went around her waist and then up her back towards her neck, where he dug his fingers through the thick strands of hair to keep her steady for the invasion of his tongue. He tried practicing restraint, but he was too far gone, and his loins were bursting with a desire that seemed to be eating away at his insides. But still, he managed to hold back, barely brushing his lips against hers as if giving her the freedom to stop. When she opened her mouth, he smothered a groan and accepted what she was offering. Hell, tomorrow she might very well regret this, but for now, he was taking it. He had waited years and never thought it would happen, and ah, God, she was sweet. Her mouth tasted like honey mixed with something much sweeter. He tangled with her tongue slowly, his hands moving over her back. Her small breasts, and good God, he could feel the rigidity of her nipples branding his chest. Emotions swirled through his body like a tidal wave. Clamping his hands around her small waist, he deepened the kiss until they were mating sensually, mouth moving over each other, bodies writhing and hearts thumping like crazy. Unable to bear anymore, he reversed their positions without breaking the kiss, afraid that if he did, she would come to her senses and run away from him. Stretching his body on top of hers, he kissed her like a man who had been starving for years, and that was the case. The taste of her was going to his head and driving him mad. The feel of her through the thinness of her nightgown was more than he could stand. He had to have her. Lifting his lips from hers, he gazed at her and felt his heart splintering.
Her eyelids fluttered open to reveal the slumberous sensuality of her gaze. Her lips were quivering and moist from his kisses.
Sonia, are you?
Yes,
she whispered, her hands coming up to curl into his chest hairs.
Yes, please.
With a tortured groan and never-breaking eye contact, he eased up so he could remove her nightgown.